lack of funding, and safety. Transport workers and passengers must not pay the price to please their big business backers. The Tories are trying to force workers back to work, regardless of whether it is safe or not to do so. As well as extending the opening of schools, increasing the capacity of the transport system, especially in London, is seen as a key plank of its back-to-work strategy. This threatens the safety of both transport workers, over 30 of whom have already died of COVID-19, a higher rate than among doctors, and passengers. This dangerous situation has been exacerbated by London Mayor Sadiq Khan's passive acceptance of a totally inadequate funding package from the government for transport for London. This comes with strings attached that will compromise safety and jobs, and increase fares for passengers and commuters. Jared Wood, RMT Union Executive Committee member, personal capacity, the London Mayor Sadiq Khan and Transport for London, TfL, have accepted a financial settlement that effectively gives control of the tube to the government. Having helped the Tory government to remove the subsidy for public transport in London, the mayor is now finding out that he is as expendable as transport workers themselves once the Tories decide he is of no use to them anymore. Tube management and the mayor know they cannot maintain social distancing and run a full service, yet they have agreed to run a 100% service in return for this rotten settlement. Health and safety reps have been speaking with the company to try and establish what plan there is for intensifying services and attempts to carry more people. What is absolutely clear is that there is no plan. It's completely chaotic. There have not been risk assessments in many key areas. The company doesn't know, even now, how many trains they are going to try and run. You'd think that you would try and run a railway according to a planned timetable. London Underground has said themselves that 13% of their capacity is the most they can possibly run, while maintaining social distancing. And yet they've got no real plans in place for how they are going to control that and prevent more people than that from coming onto the system. Their plan for maintaining 2-meter social distancing is to simply go with the government's rewording and recategorize social distancing as 2 meters where possible. With the government and employers desperate to get the economy going again, now should have been the ideal opportunity to push for full funding with no strings attached. But according to the mayor's own public statement on funding, the government only made one offer and refused to improve on it. TfL needed £1.9 billion to run services up to the end of September, but was only offered £1.1 billion, with an additional £500 million loan to be repaid. In addition to committing to run a 100% service, TfL has also accepted a review of spending, daily reporting of absence to civil servants, and above-inflation fare increases. The government and officials of the Department for Transport have found negotiating with the London mayor to be pretty straightforward. Sadiq Khan's whole tenure has been characterized by accepting whatever the government demands. Faced with this crisis, he had no other approach in his armory. But as this battle over funding moves from the corporate boardroom to the imposition of cuts, the government will face the organized workforce of TfL and London Underground. This will present them with a resistance that the mayor was never going to provide. Having kept the tube running through this crisis, the RMT Transport Union will not be prepared to give up anything. We will seek to work with the other unions recognized in TfL to defend members as we always do. We must defend all current jobs, terms, and conditions for staff, but also link up with passenger groups to oppose fare increases and preserve travel concessions for freedom pass holders and under 18s. On safety, we've been told we can't have masks that actually protect people from infection, and we are being morally blackmailed if we were to have N95 face masks that would take them away from the health service. Our attitude to that is, this is the fifth biggest economy in the world, why can't we produce enough £3.99 masks, which before this crisis you could buy in many shops? If you can't provide that, then unfortunately you can't have your railway service. We've given advice to members that, wherever 2 meters can't be maintained, they should refuse to do work, and withdraw themselves to a place of safety. And if that means leaving the workplace, then so be it. And the RMT has said, if that means stopping trains from running, then so be it. The coronavirus crisis has highlighted what we have always told government and the mayor. You cannot run a transport network like that controlled by TfL without government support. London is the only city of comparable size that has tried to do this. We must now fight for a publicly funded transport system. Massive savings can be found immediately by ending outsourcing and bringing core activities like cleaning and routine engineering in-house. It must not be passengers, who already pay some of the highest fares in the world, or TfL workers, who have delivered massive productivity increases in recent years, who are made to pay the price for the collapse of the Tories' funding model.